95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Aces.
Coming up on today's show, how to get away with driving the carpool lane.
Hell yeah.
And how not to.
Oh, okay.
Both. There's a TikTok of a woman who's giving her theory on how to raise kids.
Okay.
Or not, no, not how other people, how she does it.
This okay.
And she's saying, am I right?
Okay.
So we'll get into it more in depth, but she doesn't pay them to do chores. She pays them to do the stuff that they're passionate about.
Mm. Oh, mm. Okay.
It's odd, right?
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that coming up. 1 in 5 Irish people admit to being on work Zoom calls in their underwear.
I mean, you know, if I were doing Zoom calls on a regular basis, I mean, certainly I would be maybe even sans less, you know, even less. I don't know. Good
just possibility. Absolutely nothing.
Sure. I don't care.
And you had a celebrity encounter that was your fault. It went bad. Went poorly.
You talking to me? Because I know I did.
You, me.
Oh, you too?
Keith, our boss.
Oh, yes, really?
Pretty much everybody.
Everybody has. Yeah.
Yeah. So you run into one of your favorite celebrities and then you just...
Say the bad. Dumbest thing. Yeah, right.
So that's coming up. And our 1 second of nonstop raw.
How much is it now? I can't even believe it. Are you kidding me?
$6,500.
Wow.
$6,500.
Yeah. Okay.
Before now 4 o'clock. Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
So stick around for that. It is 95.5 KLOS.
And these guys, Greta Van Fleet, got some new music out. I know for a fact that Matt Pinfield Sunday night, sometime after 8, is going to play it for you. You got to hear his new and approved show. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. And a new GFA. What?
Chris Cornell, one of the great vocalists of all time,
oh
I think.
My God, just every time. No matter what he's doing, screaming or bringing it way down, just always sounds
it's amazing.
Good. Yep.
Driver caught driving in carpool lane with fake passenger. This seems to be happening a lot more lately. Hilariously brazen attempt is how they describe it. In the carpool lane, a Long Island man was pulled over and given a summons for allegedly driving in the Long Island Expressway lane with a fake passenger on Wednesday night. The guy's name is Justin Kunis, 20 years old. He attached a white drama mask to the front of the headrest of the passenger seat.
Doesn't that have two faces, a sad face and a happy face, or is it just one of them?
It's just that.
Oh, it's the sad face.
Sad face.
That looks like a horror movie sort of thing.
It does.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yes.
It's not an attempt to
pretend like it looks like a real human.
At all.
No.
There's no way that's the attempt.
Nope.
But he was driving in the express lane, and that's why he got pulled over. But just putting a mask on a seat.
That's awesome. You know, I mean, as long as you're going to do that, you might as well, like, put a big butcher's knife next to it or something, because he looks like a horror.
It does look like it's straight out of a horror movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was pulled over, and he got a summons. Good time. So, be better.
Yeah, Jacoby Shaddix helping out Apocalyptico with their cover of Cream's White Room there, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Man, he's kept himself busy.
He sure has.
Insanity. He's been showing up all over the place, playing along with people, so good for him.
$6,500.
Damn!
Before 4 o'clock.
That's a chunk of change.
That is. Did you get allowance when you were a kid?
Weirdly, I don't remember. I don't think so. I think I was supposed to be paid to do chores, and I was just sort of like, you know what? I'll just not take the money.
That's what everybody says, they were paid to do chores.
Yeah,
but mine seemed unrelated. Like, I didn't have a choice to not do the chores.
Right. Well, they weren't happy with me, that's for sure.
But I still got my allowance because I didn't have a choice not to do it.
I don't know. They didn't give me regular money now that I think about it. They would say, here, go watch a Star Wars and give me $20 or whatever. You know, that sort of thing. Like, get out of the house.
They just wanted to get you away from them.
Yeah. Go take some of your friends.
Go anywhere. Yeah. Do anything.
Show up at night if you have to when
don't
the street lights come on if you must.
So there's a woman on TikTok and on Twitter as well who has a strange parenting suggestion, and she says, I don't know if this is the way to do it, but it's how I do it.
Okay.
So listen to this.
All right.
Let me know if this is weird. I do not pay my daughter for chores. We're blessed. We're abundant. Let's take care of our stuff. It's that simple. But I do pay her for the things that she's passionate about. So she came to me and she said that she wanted to do gymnastics. And when it got difficult and she was like, I don't want to go to practice, I don't feel like it, I said, you know what, let's make this your job. I'll pay you for that. And my belief behind it is that I want my daughter to know and have a positive association with money and feel like I can choose something that I feel good about. I can leave my family for 8 hours and actually go do something that is going to make me feel fulfilled and lit up so that when I return to my family, I have a full cup and I can actually get paid to do something that brings me joy. And so I incentivize her passion so that she can be more disciplined in it, but I do not incentivize with money things that she does not enjoy doing.
I think that's a great idea.
I
think that's a really good idea.
It sounds amazing.
I mean, I used to say all the time.
Is she the first person that thought of that?
Right? Right? I used to say all the time, if they would pay me to go to school, I'd be more interested in school. That's not how it works.
But that's not what she would do.
No. Exactly.
What was your passion when you were a kid? What would they have paid? What would she have paid you for if she was your mom?
I would make movies. I made video movies and audio movies with a lot of music and sound effects like that. Not really. But to me, they were, whatever. If I didn't sort of...
So you were being creative.
Yeah.
And if they had paid you for that,
yeah.
Do you think that would have...
Yeah, I mean, I did
make a difference.
I took acting lessons as a kid,
did everybody.
Yeah, and I had an agent actually for a while. Never landed role. Yeah,
nicely done.
Yeah, but they should have paid me to do that because it was a lot of work. I mean, actually, they should have paid me to go on all of the auditions that I got turned down for,
right?
Because that sucked. There's so much of that.
Right, but don't you think there is a part of it that's preparing you for life? So,
sure.
So if my parents are paying me to do the chores,
right,
then I learn that even if I don't like it, I get paid for it. Shut your mouth and go do it.
Right. Yeah.
So they're sort of getting you ready. What's that noise?
I was wondering that. Are you hearing that too? Oh, it's one of the mics.
I don't know, man.
It's yours.
That's pretty weird.
Oh, no, it's mine.
It's yours.
I love that. I hope y'all are hearing that at home because it's really funky. Sounds like somebody's got some serious gas.
So what I'm saying is the woman is getting her kids ready for a job that they may not like.
Right.
Or parents that give their kids allowance. Stop playing with that.
I can't do it.
Stop playing with it.
I've got to turn it down because it's mine.
It is your mic.
Yeah.
It's best that way.
Now I'm hoping it's still there. Is the weird noise still there? Oh, it's gone.
It's gone. Sorry.
Oh, it sounded like someone was playing with a theremin.
Sort of.
You said that Bean bought one of those.
He did, yeah. He said he was going to learn to play, and he didn't.
So maybe somehow he's writing over our channel here.
Can we get back to the money?
Oh, yeah, money, money, money!
Sligo is very easily distracted.
That is so true. What'd you say? What's going on? What year is it?
What's our all-time record for the...
7,500.
Okay, so we're at 6,500 now.
We're getting there two more times. It gets not guessed, and it gets to that same amount.
Correct.
That's crazy.
It's our 1 second of nonstop rock. And we're going to play it for you, and then if you're caller 13 and 818-955-KLOS, you tell us the song title and the artist, and we give you $6,500.
So listen very carefully. Tell everyone to shut up! Be quiet back there! Because you need to listen closely to this. Are you ready? What is that? Easy!
That's not a cool choice.
Yeah, that's definitely not the right word.
It's Kevin and Sligo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $6,500, KLOS, who's this?
This is Hector.
Hector, you're caller 13.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Don't tell us now, but do you think you know what this clip is?
I hope so.
Yeah?
Okay.
If you do and you get it right, you got to tell us the name of the song and the artist. What are you going to do with $6,500?
Pay down a lot of bills.
No. Vegas or bust, buddy. We might have to move on to the next caller. All right, good. Yes, like us. That's good. All right, here you go, man. Good luck. Take a good listen, and... this is it. What do you think that is?
Is it Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones?
It is not.
It is not.
Sorry, Hector. Damn it.
Call next hour. It'll be worth $7,000.
Yeah. Good luck.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Just
up to $7,000.
Wow. Just rolled up to $7,000. That's crazy.
$7,000 this hour.
Yep, between now and 5.
We are going to do a Kevin and Sluggo survey, but to do that, we need you to not know what it's about.
Would you be willing to take a very short survey on the radio? If you actually answer the questions, you'll win nothing.
Right.
No, we just want to find out some stuff.
So if you regularly use Zoom.
Yeah, that's the main
for
thing.
For work.
Yep.
Regularly use Zoom for work.
Yep.
Then you call now at 818-955-KLOS.
You'll get to sit there on hold and listen to KLOS radio through your phone for a few minutes.
Which is the best way.
It is, you know, because it's got that rattle sound. But if you've done a lot of Zoom calls for work, we'd love to hear from you, and we'll come to you after we've had you on hold for a few minutes and ask you some very important questions.
818-955-KLOS.
The noise is back. I love that noise. That's the weirdest thing ever. All right, Zoom callers, 818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. All right, here's the story. 1 in 5 Irish people admit to being on work Zoom calls in their underwear. 1 in 5.
1 in 5. You know, I would think almost it'd be a little bit more than that.
Work Zoom calls. Would you think so?
Yeah.
I think 1 in 5 is 20% is pretty high.
I guess it is. I mean, because I, you know, what about when you stand up? When do you have to go to the bathroom? You present to your coworkers your boxers.
You just pause your video whatever.
Yeah. I don't think it's such a big deal. That's why I would think it would maybe be a little bit more, but I don't know.
You thought it would be higher than 1 in 5.
Yeah, I did.
Well, that's why we have people on hold.
Right.
That use Zoom regularly for work. We're going to compare our listeners with people of Ireland.
In Ireland?
Yes.
If it was Australia, I would say it was 5 out of 5.
Probably. Probably.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is James.
James, you regularly use Zoom for work?
Oh, yeah. Every day.
All right. How many times... How should I ask this question?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
What... have you ever been unclothed from the... waist down
while on a Zoom call for work?
Oh yeah, right out of the shower, definitely. When I've remembered, right in the middle of a shower, that I have to be on a call,
right.
Definitely.
Do you use video?
No. I just have the video off. Everyone has the video off. What are you, animal?
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Haley.
Haley, you regularly use Zoom for work?
I do all the time.
All right. 1 in 5 Irish people admit to being on work Zoom calls in their underwear.
Have you done that?
No, I haven't.
How come?
Because I am an educator and I work with kids, so that might be a problem. I was working with no pants on.
All right. So you're actually a teacher. You're teaching classes?
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you for staying clothed, I guess.
Yes.
Right on. Thank you. Although you could have a really good sex education class.
Nope.
No? Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay, all right. We're 1 in 1.
Yeah, 1 in 1. Hi, KLOS. You use Zoom for work quite a bit?
Yes, I do.
Well, my
Kevin
friend.
Kevin Sluggo, how are you guys doing?
Good. How
we are
you?
Good.
My friend Kevin has an important question.
1 in 5 Irish people admit being on work Zoom calls in their underwear. Have you done that?
No, I have not.
Oh.
All right.
1 in 2. 1 in 2.
1 yes, 2 no's.
Thanks for calling, sir. And you win absolutely nothing for this, by the way.
Correct.
All right. Well, let's do one more.
All right. What are you talking about, one more?
Let's do 150
we'll be tied
more.
Then.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
That's my goal.
All right.
Just gum up the works. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Elizabeth.
And you use Zoom for work, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
1 in 5 Irish people admit being on a work Zoom call in their underwear. Have you done that?
Okay. No.
You haven't done that.
Oh, we've got a tie.
We don't have a tie. You can't count. What's wrong with you?
Oh, no?
No, we have 1 yes and 3 no's.
Oh, 3 no's. Can I do your taxes?
Get that teacher back on the line. $7,000.
Yeah, what? $7,000.
$7,000.
Just for one little second of audio. That's got to be one of the weirdest things you've ever won cash on if you win this.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right? I was able to identify 1 second of audio, and it was really weird noise. It didn't sound like a song at
all. It's also really difficult.
It is a hard
one. I almost feel guilty.
I know. But you know,
but
when you hear the solution,
get it.
Yeah, and when you hear the solution, and be like, oh, all right, I see why I didn't hear that.
Someone is going
to
get it.
Yep, and sometime between now and 5, hopefully. If not, goes up to $7,500 tomorrow.
correct.
What?
I don't know if you know this. This is a sort of a strange one-off thing.
Uh-huh.
But because of the pandemic...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, whoops, we don't need that right now.
Yeah. I didn't know I would start. Stupid thing.
What's happening? You all right?
No. I'm just looking to hoard a giveaway $7,000.
Right. You all right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right.
Because of the pandemic, uh-huh. a lot of flights had to be canceled.
Right.
And because of that, a lot of the airlines had to figure out where to store the planes.
Right.
And they store them in a very dry desert called the Mojave Desert.
Right, okay.
It's the driest desert in the United States. Who knew?
That's got to be weird to fly over and see all those planes
yes.
down there. Wow, that's bizarre.
So Qantas Airlines says that their staff uses wheel whackers. That's the name of their tool.
Right.
A wheel whacker.
Okay.
To scare off rattlesnakes.
Oh.
Drawn to the A380s parked in the California desert.
Oh, because that would be really nice. It'd be nice and it'd be shaded and there wouldn't. Oh, that's a great place for a snake to hang out.
As plane maintenance workers have discovered, such climates come with unwanted and occasionally deadly inhabitants.
Right.
Australian airline Qantas has revealed that engineers tasked with maintaining the fleet of A380 Super Jumbo jets stored in a California Mojave desert have had to come up with a simple but effective system to protect themselves from rattlesnakes.
Oh, man.
The area is well known for rattlesnakes.
Right.
And they love to curl up around warm rubber tires.
Sure.
And the aircraft wheels and brakes.
Right.
Says Qantas's Los Angeles-based engineering. They say every aircraft has its own designated wheel whacker.
So what is a wheel whacker exactly?
Great question.
Thank you.
It's a broom handle.
Oh, so it's a really a very high-tech. Fine piece of equipment. Yeah.
It's literally a broom handle.
Wow.
And they that's how they get rid of the rattlesnakes is they just hit the wheels.
And they uncoil and then take off.
I guess.
You ever run into a rattlesnake? You're from the desert.
Yes, I have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a couple of times as a kid. Came around a corner and there they are coiled up on the rock.
It's pretty scary.
Oh, they're weird ass noise.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah, how'd you get away from your rattlesnake?
I don't think it was coming after me.
Oh, yeah, they don't want to.
Right, unless you step on them or something like that.
Did you have a wheel whacker?
I didn't have a wheel whacker.
Dude.
No. I left my broom handle at home.
I had a greyhound dog, scared him off.
I would just like to say, greyhound?
Yeah.
I would like to just say that I wish they had a better system for this.
Seems like a better idea.
Because it does seem like it's a bad, you're just using a broom handle to hit the wheel. That's it. And then you're taking off with the planes
and
putting them into service.
I mean, if they're getting up into the brakes, they're getting up inside the plane.
That's my point.
There's going to be one or two that
that's
are going to.
That's my point.
100%.
So I don't want to fly on a plane that has snakes.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. Everybody.
You made me very nervous about that. I was like, is this really the edited version?
Come on now.
You are a radio professional, though. I don't know why I would ever.
That is true. We know how this song ends.
I've never heard this one before. The new one?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Dude.
We have our 1 second of nonstop rock.
We have to give that away. Rock.
It is rock.
Rock.
It's up to $7,000.
Wow.
$7,000.
Yes.
The highest it's ever been was $7,500.
Yep. And the man, he was really happy when he won that.
Yes, he was.
He was very happy with that.
So this is a difficult one. We do have people reaching out to us on social media, and they say, I totally thought when I heard someone guess... I totally thought that's what it was, too.
My wife and I have been guessing that was the song for quite some time.
And it turns out it's not.
That's not the one.
Yeah. So that is happening. So good times there. But we're going to give you another chance right now for $7,000 to listen to this clip and be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS and tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you will win $7,000.
Dang. And here is said clip. What do you think that is?
It's nonsense, first of all.
818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $7,500. No, for $7,000.
Don't lie to the kids.
I think it's $7,000
now. Yes,
sir. Woo! KLOS, who's this?
Joseph Stone.
You're caller 13.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you think you know what it is?
I really, really hope so, and I hope it has not been guessed.
All right. Well, we're going to play it for you one more time. And if you get it right, it's $7,000.
$7,000 okay. From this 1 second. Give us the name of the song and the artist, and you're good to go. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is that?
Aerosmith, Eat the Rich.
Damn good song.
It is not.
Not the right one.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yosef, I am sorry.
All right, thank you.
All right,
thank
man. You. So,
tomorrow between 3 and 4.
We are tying the highest it's ever been on our precious little game.
$7,500.
Wow.
Between 3 and 4.
You'd be here. $7,500 tomorrow, dude.
Yeah, that's something.
That's insane.
Between 3 and 4.
With our precious little 1 second of nonstop rock game.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We've been thinking about doing this topic for a long time because on Twitter, on TikTok, there's so many people that have celebrity sightings.
Right.
And there are horrible sightings. And right. There are great sightings. People that really just...
Well, that's nice and all, but I like the horrible ones. The one go south.
I do too. And I especially like it if it's our fault.
Right. Which it usually is, let's be honest.
So I met Magic Johnson.
Oh,
I
nice.
ran into Magic Johnson at a party.
Right.
Yes. Literally hit him. Yes.
And it didn't even affect him, right? He didn't even...
No, of course. And I wasn't prepared.
Right.
So I didn't know what to say. So in the end, I ended up saying, "You're great." And that's it.
That's not so bad.
And
you didn't even remember it.
And he smiled and he walked away.
Sure.
And probably thought, what a douchebag.
No, he didn't even think about it, dude.
You don't know, man.
I don't know. Here, let me give you this one. Joel right. Hodgson from Mystery Science Theater 3000. One of the funniest guys I do. And they had a little special event going on. I went backstage. I got to hang out sort of there. Everybody was walking away from him. I decided, hey, here's my turn. Kind of go running up. For some reason, they decided, no, you're not supposed to go near Joel right now. No, whatever you do. So he walks past me and he goes, I'm going to the bathroom, man. I'll be right back. And I'm like, oh, I'll follow you. We'll talk.
What's wrong with you?
Because it's Joel Hodgson. It's
right. But he's going to the bathroom.
And he looked at me like, no, man. And sort of like aimed at his people. Can you get this guy out of here?
He didn't find it as funny
as
you did.
Not at all. So that sucked.
Keith is here, our program director.
What's up, man?
What's up, guys?
You ruined one, too?
I blew it so hard. All right, this was 1998.
Okay.
Do you remember the movie Wild Things with Denise Richards and
sure.
Ned Campbell?
Yeah. Are you kidding? I memorized it.
Right, exactly. So I had just relocated out here to L.A. from Denver. I was programming another station that won't be named. And all my friends back in Denver knew that Denise Richards was my screen crush, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody had a crush on her.
Sure.
And so people, you know, artists and people would come through the radio stations and we'd get pictures with them and I'd send them back to my friends and all of that. Well, so I went to 7-Eleven one morning and... in walks Denise Richards.
See, that's the problem, is you'd see Denise Richards not in the setting that you expected.
You're right. Exactly right. Yep. And so I started sweating. I didn't know what to do. She was taking forever. I don't know what she was looking for, but I just kind of hung out by the magazines for a while.
Will you get your Slurpee already, right. woman? I want to talk to you.
I'm trying to time it out so that I can walk to the register at the same time with her.
Stalker.
Which, so did the other 12 people in the 7-Eleven.
But my timing was good, okay. So we did go to the register at the same time, and I was behind her, and what I want, and I so I tapped her on the shoulder, and I said, hey, I'm a big fan, and what I wanted to say was, would you mind if we took a picture together? I'm going to turn it into a card and send it to my friends back in Denver. They'll think it's great.
Uh-oh.
But what I think, I think what she heard was, hi, I make Christmas cards. Do you want one? And
wow,
she looked at me like,
why would I want
to freaking
Christmas
it.
Card?
That's 100 miles from what you wanted to say.
I was going to make it into a Christmas card.
Oh,
so
okay.
I jumbled my words worse than Kevin has ever jumbled his words.
Don't come at me, bro.
So, yeah, I blew it. That was,
what did she actually say? What were the words?
She just looked at me like I was crazy.
Get out of
here. And
my
just
life.
Walked out. And I didn't. I just stayed longer at the register. So she didn't think I was following
her. You
just
licked your wounds. You were just like, I'm done. I'm not going to try again.
Yeah, it was over. It was over for me.
All right. So you had a bad celebrity encounter, and it was your fault.
Yep.
818-955-KLOS. Call that.
Cheap Trick. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Light up the fire.
We are.
Microphone's not on. We are talking about celebrity encounters that went south, and it's mostly your fault. We've had them. Yeah. Sluggo and I both have had them.
Yep.
Where we just sound like bumbling idiots.
Especially here in Los Angeles. It's very common. Yes. Yeah.
So let's take some calls. KLOS, hello.
I did.
All right. Who's this?
My name's Doug.
All right, Doug. Who did you ruin?
Well, my wife worked at a gas station across the street from one of the studios in Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were at the McDonald's across the street, and I noticed this man, and I walked over, and I kind of looked at him, and I go, hey, you ever been told you look a lot like Rob Reiner? He kind of got up, and he looks at me, and he's like, yeah, I've heard that once or twice. I said, you are, aren't you? He's like, yeah.
You have to keep walking, though,
yeah,
at that
point.
Yeah. Nicely done.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. You had a bad celebrity encounter, and it was your fault?
About 40 years ago, my brother and I went to the Swing Auditorium in San Bernardino, and we saw the Greg Allman Band. And afterwards, we went backstage, and as the band was getting on the bus, we jumped on the bus with Greg Allman and everybody. And before we really got on the 10, and that's where we got caught. So, anyways, we got driven on the bus with Greg Allman and everybody. About 5 miles from the parking lot, we had to walk back.
Oh, five miles.
Your car was back at the show.
A good encounter, bad encounter, it was both.
It was great.
818-955-KLOS, your celebrity encounter gone south. Call now.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Talking about celebrity sighting has gone wrong. You know, you see someone that you really love. You think they're so cool. You're so amazing. You want to go up and talk to them. And then,
if it's a surprise, I usually fail.
Yeah, yeah.
When I ran into Magic Johnson and said, you're great, I just felt like an idiot.
But I guarantee you he doesn't remember that.
No, of course he doesn't.
It's the ones that go really bad.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I decided, like, I saw Jerry Seinfeld outside of, Jerry's Deli back in the day. And I thought, oh, man, I got to talk to him. I got to say something. And I thought, why am I going to say anything? I'm going to go, hey, I really like that Seinfeld show. You know what I mean? And that was when I made the decision not to. And since,
really?
Yeah, I didn't talk to him. I didn't say anything. I didn't even make eye contact.
You can't even just throw out, hey, I love your work,
it just seemed if I was going to say anything, it should be something.
No.
Yeah, I guess
no,
not.
It doesn't need to be something.
So that's why I thought of, ultimately, I should have said something.
Just to, yes. Hey, I like yes. what you do, whatever.
But on the
your
other
TV
hand,
show.
Keith had a little tiny thing he was going to say. Our PD was in here talking about his celebrity encounter and totally blew it.
Yeah.
I think if you open your mouth in front of someone that you're kind of... Well, I guess it goes. That's always been the case. You just kind
that's
of
true.
Blow
you just,
it when you...
You don't know exactly what to say.
Yeah.
All right, so you ruined a celebrity encounter.
818-955-KLOS. I wanted to say it in unison. It's fun. Celebrity sightings gone right. I got to sit down with Steven Tyler one time out of the blue. I had no idea I was going to suddenly be interviewing him. And he was one of the nicest of all the people I've met.
Really?
Yeah, he was so cool. He was just so chill and awesome. And yeah, it was great.
That's good to hear.
But that's not what we're talking about.
No,
that's not why you called.
You met your favorite celebrity and it went south because of you. You have one of those, sir?
Hey, a long, long time ago, I was working on The Price is Right, moving furniture around and stuff like that.
Right.
I had 7 cups of coffee in me. I had to hit the men's room, right?
Sure.
I hit the men's room. I opened the door, 3 empty urinals. Big mistake. I took the middle one. About 4 seconds behind me, the door opens. This giant is right to the left of me, and he goes, hi, I'm Johnny Cash.
Oh.
How are you?
Wow.
What do I do? Shake his hand? I was shaking something else.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for calling, man. That's awesome.
Johnny Cash.
You know, I actually, in K-Rock in New York, I used to have to pee next to Howard Stern. You want to talk about intimidating?
Yeah, I don't want to.
Walking into the room and he's like, I'm 400 feet tall. I'm Howard Stern. And I'm not going to even look at you.
Baba Booey.
KLOS, you had a celebrity encounter gone wrong?
Alice Cooper.
Where did you see Alice Cooper?
At the Topanga Mall. He was getting Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
I told my friend, you know, there was Alice Cooper there, so let me talk to him. So I ran to Alice Cooper. And Alice Cooper turned to me. And then I start going like, it's you. And then he tried to talk to me, and then he assumed I just didn't speak English. He says, are you Mexican? And I go like, yeah. And then he says, I've been in Mexico. It's really pretty. And
so he's trying. He's trying to help you there.
He's trying to help you out.
Yeah, he's like,
that's nice.
Yeah. Alice is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. He was so nice.
Sure.
Incredibly, ridiculously nice. Yeah, so I just ran away.
Yeah, I bet that happens a lot.
I love the runaway move.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, KLOS. You had a celebrity encounter go wrong?
So this was a couple of years back. I was at the Toyota Grand Prix in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
A buddy of mine got us passes to the celebrity meet and greet. So I happened to spot Bruce Jenner.
Right.
Work up the nuts to go ask him for a picture. He agrees. And then I happen to get a phone call from my mom, and I actually answer just out of excitement. And he just goes, the nerve of this guy.
I guess he was. But it's mom!
I gotta be honest, that's funny.
That is awesome.
I can't believe I'm on the radio. I've called like a zillion times. But yeah, I totally pissed him off. And he walked away, and I didn't get a picture.
Awesome. I love everything about that
story.
Yeah,
that's awesome, man.
All right, 818-955-KLOS. You had a celebrity encounter, and it was your fault that it went south. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about meeting celebrities and it going south and it being your fault because that makes us laugh. So, KLOS, that happened to you?
Yeah, I met Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at a 76 gas station on PCH recently, and I confused him for Dr. Jick.
I realized it
like 5 minutes later. We were talking, and like I was like, "Yeah, we're talking about cars." He had this beautiful like 48 or 50 Packard. It was beautiful,
wow.
Black paint, unbelievable. So, and he looked. I had the nice old camper. He looks at my bus, and I go, "No bus." He goes, "Nice van." And I go, "Oh yeah." Oh, I'm like, "What are you talking about? Look at your car. Look at this." And I was talking about his car, and he goes, "Yeah, it's funny, people recognize the car sometimes before they recognize me." And I go, "Dr. J, I know you anywhere."
Oh, ouch.
The car, and I drove up.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
And then I'm thinking like, oh,
yeah, you know, remember, you know, he's an airline pilot. He's Roger Murdoch.
That's beautiful.
Thanks for calling, man. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, KLOS, tell us about your celebrity encounter gone wrong.
I was at this great little coffee shop next to the whiskey called Duke's on Sunset.
Right.
And I'm standing in line, and this guy turned around. It's Val Kilmer.
Wow.
And I looked at him. I said, "I'm your Huckleberry."
What was his response? He laughed?
Yeah, he laughed, but I felt like a dick.
You should have, but if he laughed, all good.
Yeah, that's good. It's all good then. That's awesome. Thank you for calling in, man. You know, that's what I was going to do to Seinfeld was throw out some stupid quote from the show.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
No.
Let's learn something here today.
No, but I'm saying you could just say, "Hey, I like your show. That's it.
I should have.
And just keep walking.
Totally, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm just like chickened out. Hi, KLOS. Tell us about your celebrity encounter gone wrong.
I saw Green Day and Jimmy Eat World at the Forum in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to wait outside to see like if any of Green Day came out, because Green Day has been...
Did any of them come out?
Yeah, actually, Billy Joe came out, and he hugged me, and he kissed me on the cheek, and I was like, oh, my God. And
wow.
I was like, I could not think of anything to say.
Well, you don't need to say anything. You got a hug and a kiss. That's a good celebrity sighting, actually, I would say.
You didn't ruin that.
Yeah, no, well done, Monique. Thanks for calling in. I wish that Jodie Foster would do that to me someday. I love her. Jodie, are you out there?
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
You had a bad celebrity encounter that was your fault?
Basically, yeah.
Right.
I was at a ball game, and I was walking across the street after the game, and Steve Garvey was coming across the other way, and I was just like, oh, cool. And Garvey came up and walked up, and I put my hand out, and he shook it, and I looked down, and I said, wow, our forearms are the same size.
Why would you even notice?
I mean, it was just a weird thing. Our arms were the same size.
Did he try and get away from you as quickly as possible at that point?
Pretty much, yeah.
Hey, hold on. We should measure other body parts.
That's from Shake Your Money Maker, or as some kids might say,
your booty might be burning.
Your booty might be burning.
Who would say that?
I don't know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. You don't see stuff like this very often. A woman recovers wallet lost 46 years ago.
Whoa,
in California.
Oh, that's cool. I love that kind of stuff.
A woman from Ventura was reunited with her wallet when an employee who was remodeling the Southern California historic majestic Ventura Theater found the wallet.
Wow.
It was sitting there amongst like old candy wrappers and stuff.
Oh, man.
It was originally a red wallet. Now it's brownish.
With a lot of gum and coke all over
it. So the guy that found it said, hey, I don't know how to track down this person, so what should we do? And they decided, let's put it on social media.
All right.
So they put it on social media. There were some old photos in it. There was a Grateful Dead concert ticket from 1973.
Wow.
A California driver's license for Colleen Diston that expired in 1976.
Wow. That's awesome.
So they put on social media, does anyone know this person?
Right.
And finally, eventually, somebody talked to her and said, hey, by the way, there have been over 1,000 shares on this Facebook post. And she said, well, I mean, it's mine.
Right.
So she went and claimed it on Friday, picked up her red wallet.
And so it was almost 50 years?
46 years later.
So she was like 60-something by now. She's
Isn't
probably
that
in her
crazy?
20s.
She was 20 when
Dead.
She lost it.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
She said it says a lot about our society that people are looking for a human story and something to feel good.
Thank you.
People need to see the gratitude.
Yeah.
I think there's so much other negative stuff. I think this is what touched people.
Hell yeah. Well, that sounds like that great news that yes, podcast that I like. I don't know who's on that mic in there.
I don't know. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. That's it for us.
Yeah, they're good. You know, I gotta say, it goes by pretty quick.
Yes, it does.
These 4 hours, that's insane. I think that's a good sign.
That is a good sign.
Yeah,
I would say. Hey, tomorrow.
Yep.
1 second of nonstop rock.
Rock.
Worth $7,500.
That ties our all-time record. It got that high one time before, so you need to win. You need to listen closely tomorrow.
Between three and four.
Good luck to you. I'm going to go home and pet the kitty.
Same.
See you.
Peace.
Ray Davies was on his way to New York City from London on this day in rock in 1970 to re-record one line in Lola, their new single, because the BBC refused to air it. Has the word Coca-Cola, no brand names in it. That's why it became where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. It was on this day in rock in 1972 when Jethro Tull's Thick as a Brick album hit number one in the USA. It was on this day in rock in 2006 at the Rock Am Ring Festival in Nuremberg, Germany, that Metallica performed their album Master of Puppets in its entirety for the first time.